let's call to order the meeting of the Employee and Community Relations Committee of Sylvania City Council. Today is June 1st, 2016. It's 5:00. Present are committee members Lukey, Capellini, Hussman, Mishka, Mayor Stow, and Bill Sanford from the staff. This is a continuation of our last committee meeting on May 16th to discuss the possibility of producing an annual city calendar for 2017, an events calendar. I think this was based on a suggestion initially brought to us by the mayor, but I think concurred with by a number of other council members that perhaps the calendar could replace the Country Journal and some of the other communications that the city does. I think there was some questions raised specifically, Jason, by you about whether minimally the calendar was necessary, but also more broadly, should, can the web be utilized across other platforms as well? A website, maybe some other print, and maybe Facebook. We asked Bill to research what other communities in northwestern Ohio are doing regarding a calendar and maybe getting some best practices that he might be able to share with us. And he did that, and he's going to present that tonight. I think we need to keep in mind the fact that the deadline is fast approaching on this if we're going to do it in 2017. I think we talked about the fact that we needed to really begin getting production going at the end of June in order to make it happen. So, Bill, you've been very thorough and very comprehensive in putting this together, so would you like to walk us through?
Sure. Just in, you should have got something in the, by email, and I've got some other background material along with that. But just to go through that, I went over our, we kind of touched on a lot of this at the last meeting, the communication methods that we now use. Talks about our website. I got some information from our IT department. It's very thorough, and there's some backup sheets on there that help explain that. Now, that might be a separate meeting. You know, somebody like Jason might help, you know, understand, maybe I'll do with how some of that works. But the basic of between May 24th and, I should say, October of last year to May, there were 40,000 visits to our website. 62% of the users were new users, and then the other 38% were revisits. So, the backup sheets will explain that a little bit more about where they go. So, our website is being used, which is a good indication. And so, again, you can just look at that information, and I can help answer any questions you might have on that. And with our new website, traffic is increasing, and I think before when Mike was still in place and we had the old website, and we were on a steady increase. He'd give a report every once, and it just seemed to keep growing. The new website is easier to navigate. That after kind of the bumpy road we had in getting that up and running, it's really working out well, and we're getting and then you'll see what I heard from other communities. So there's that's a real positive. The one benefit that I like that I see that's really being utilized is that you are able to submit a question on our website, contact us, and we get about 6 to 8 questions a month.
6 to 8?
6 to 8 a month.
Not 68.
Not 68, yeah. Right. 6 to 8. That just basic, there's junk in the street in front of my house. Can somebody take care of it? Who do I call for this or whatever? And it's great. It comes in. Laura sees it, I get a copy of it, and then she sends it to the right department, and it gets resolved. And that's kind of like the last we hear of it, and it just really, you know, turns around real quick. And then we have our Facebook page, and there's also a backup sheet on that in the handout here that I gave you. Shows a little bit of what we're getting on that. So again, it's another way that people are looking at our different social media. We do use our monthly utility bills to send messages. In 2015, we sent 8 information messages out in the 12 bills. So we are utilizing that as a method to communicate. We were part...
How many people get those? What percentage of our...
There's 6,000 households, then everybody's gonna have water.
Okay, well, how many people live in apartments that don't?
That's a good question.
Or renters?
There's 6,000 water accounts.
Yeah.
But you're right, it wouldn't be everybody.
So he answers all of the water accounts.
Right, but I mean, I just don't know how many.
Got it.
We've got...
Got some big apartment complexes.
Big apartment complexes, yeah.
Which is a good point.
Condo people would pay, right? People, you get a bill?
Probably not. Condo people probably goes to an association that pays the water bill. Water bills go to owners of the property, not users necessarily. So if you live in a condo or an apartment, you wouldn't get a water bill.
Yep. Okay, so water bill is still pretty good.
Yeah.
Yep, and then the, we're part of the Lucas County Alerts Program, which we utilized 7 times in 2015.
One other question.
The city of Savannah.
Does that go to the, that's only the people we mail water bills, so the people who live, who get water bills in the city?
From the city of Toledo.
From the city of Toledo, they don't get those.
That's correct.
That's correct. Just the ones that we send out, that we have control over.
I'd still like to fix that.
And some of the people who get water bills from us live in Savannah Township.
Yeah. Well, that's right.
How many Lucas County Alerts messages?
I mean, how many households are, how many people on that?
Yeah.
We're gonna try to determine that. We didn't know that number.
Only if you've signed up for it.
Yeah, right.
And that's work, there's a way to find it, but it's a little detailed, it might take some time, but we're gonna try to find that out. But it's very effective. I mean, I think most of us signed up for it after the water emergency and get all kinds of nice notices on that. And in a year's time, we posted 130 messages in our LED sign, and that has worked really well. People love it. Again, Laura coordinates that. She gets the information, gets the message up, and that's worked out well. I reached out to some of our area communities. I don't know if you had a chance to look at this. A little bit of everything about how people are communicating with their people. Some really good information, I think, from the different communities. I learned a lot. The social media is a pretty strong way to communicate. It's a mixture. But Oregon, since they have their own water department, they have to put out an annual report with on their water system quality report, they call it. So that is mailed, and they use that as an opportunity to give information out to everybody in their city.
I wonder what it means, an automatic calling system to reach out to residents. I don't think I'd want to be called by the city of Savannah in a robo-call. I wonder what that means.
Yeah, the school district has that, but that's more for emergency kinds of things, right?
That would be okay, if it's that sort of a deal.
Yeah, if there's something weird happening at school, there'll be an automated call.
Right.
What are you saying? Olander Park, I thought was interesting that they, and we probably all get it, their newsletter, and they send that out, and that's been, they've been pretty successful with that. And they said they, when they did not publish it, they, had people not, their attendance was down. Maumee, I didn't know they did this. I think that this is a neat idea that two times a year, they coordinate with the Maumee Mirror, their local Savannah Advantage type newspaper. They put a city newsletter with information, and then they work with the Maumee Mirror, and it goes to every household in the city.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, and I think Sharon'd be open to something like that, too.
Except she doesn't deliver to every household. I mean, some people try it, but...
Well, depending on what we paid her, she might.
True.
Well, and I don't know that we wouldn't also, now, we can talk about how to do that. They actually literally put something into the paper, or is it a printed ad?
I think it's something in the paper.
Like an insert?
An insert. But how that exactly works, I could find out.
Because I have a thought about that. We'll do that after you're done.
Okay. And again, just some of the breakdowns and some of the reports I have up here. The Upper Arlington, I thought, was very interesting. they print, and again, I went a little bit out of it in some of the other communities that I've talked to in different times, and this is the Upper Arlington piece. It's actually a quarterly publication that is shared by three entities, the schools, the library, and the city. And very well done, and they split the cost on it, and it's something that they...
Yeah, I like that idea, because that puts more events on the calendar.
Yeah.
And Sabrina Schools used to do a calendar, but they stopped 2 or 3 years ago. And then, so it's printable, so did you download this off their website?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a nice option, too.
So that's basically, that's on their website.
Correct. All the, and everybody that prints something, it's also on their website. You know, and is that, you know, there's other ways of, you know, giving a printed one to people that want one, and ones that people that don't want it, just tell them to go to the website. I mean, that could be another a dual way to do this. Brian, they just work with the Chamber of Commerce, and that they put out the calendar that is mailed to people, and then they but then they also send things out about their activities and things. I think the most important information I found out in every city is the garbage pickup information. That's what everybody wants to get out there. Tecumseh has the same company that we have for their, and they pay for their calendar, and that's mailed every household. Westerville is one of the calendars here underneath the, underneath that one, Mark, that one. That's, mm-hmm. that's theirs, and that's a nice, another nice.
And that's an actual, that's a really high-end one.
Right.
Wow.
Do that.
But then and, you also printed it, right?
Either yeah. Just, no, I printed these off just to give us an example.
So is that, though, actually printed, or do you
yes,
print it off yourself?
Yes. They print it and distribute it,
okay.
And then it's also online. The best practice one, and I kind of heard this from one of the communities then, was this, and I think it's from Texas.
This one?
Yeah, and if you have a chance, look at it. It's very
Pearl
well done.
Texas.
Pearland, that's it. It's a bigger place, but it's a annual report, calendar, printed, mailed, you know, very, very sharp.
Looks very flat and hot.
Yeah. So that's just, you know, again, showing this and back to where we are. How do we, the one thing that we do is the Country Journal. Do we, you know, trade that into a different type of communication piece? And that's where I think we got to the calendar idea.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They don't have any women on their council. These guys are... Neanderthals.
That's right. So Rick Perry got
his
start.
The women are too smart to be on their council.
There you go. Here.
You know, there's a couple things that I believe we agreed on last time. Whether and let's talk about those first, and then we can talk about what the delivery system is. But it seems like we probably could do a little bit better job to either create or revisit a standard city policy about who can be on a city-driven website, right? I mean, I think we've sort of started that with our LED board. I think Laura probably has some standards there. I think the question becomes how broadly we extend it to our community partners. You know, there's a, I think someone mentioned last time, either at the meeting or after it, that we fund 6 or 7 community organizations on a regular basis out of our general fund budget. That includes the chamber, it includes the Arts Commission, et cetera. You know, you would think that we would incorporate their announcements onto a city site, potentially. But without solving the problem here, it sounds like there was some agreement that we need to have some sort of a standard of who's in and who's out. We don't want to have Grandma's Garage Sale, as Bill said this morning to me, in everyone in there. So maybe we want to standardize things and define things a little bit more.
And you did, council did set up guidelines for the board over here.
Yeah,
we did. Maine and Monroe,
we
and
did.
Laura follows that, because if you don't do that, you're going to have grass sales. And the tough ones are church things.
Right, mm-hmm. right. So I think, you know, maybe we could use Laura's input to either broaden it out or skinny it down.
I think that you guys did revise it once based on her input, and it seems to be working.
Yeah. So that And I think we also agree that no matter what we do, we want to do a better job of populating the calendar that's on the website.
We're already doing that.
Yeah, if you look, since last meeting, we stepped that up.
What she said, when I asked her about it, she said there was a separate calendar on the website that talked about the elected officials, and the meetings of city council were listed on a separate calendar.
On the council.
Yes, but she has now, because of what you discovered, and I agree, you have a calendar, put something on it.
Yeah.
So how has that been? I mean, has that been an administrative burden that was...
Nope.
Not bad?
Okay. So can we all agree that no matter what, those are two things that we're going to do? We're going to start populating the calendar, the general public calendar, and maybe begin populating it with some of the things that we decide are appropriate for the city to include. I don't know that we need to vote on that, but if the committee generally agrees, we should reinforce that with Laura and the staff.
How's she deciding what to put on it? Just going with the community organizations or?
I just gave her some verbal instructions. Get city council meetings on there, get plan commission meetings, things like that.
Community events.
Chamber, new chamber event.
Friday night, art walks.
Yeah, that's on there. That's the kind of...
But new church events, like what about Festorama?
Probably not.
Just because that's like a, it's almost a, I wouldn't want to call it a disruption, but it's a huge thing.
It's very big.
And the problem is, you know, you have, they have theirs, and the mosque has theirs, and the Lutherans have theirs, and it's just hard to say no.
Right.
Where do you say no?
I'm just playing devil's advocate on Festorama.
Once you start, watch out.
Yeah, I know. I think that there shouldn't be any church things on it.
What we want on are the chamber events, you know, this summer, the Pizza Palooza.
The DSA, don't forget that.
And the DSA, the I'll make note of it, but the...
Could you, Bill, sort of work with Laura and come up with sort of a standardized list of who's in and who's out, so that the council members will kind of know that if we get any questions? And if there's some question in your mind about whether it should be in or out, maybe we could bring it back here for another discussion, kind of like we did before.
Sure.
Just one that I would need guidance on. The Fireman's Fundraising Breakfast is coming up in a week or two. Is that the sort of thing we should put on there? It's the Sylvania Township Fire Department. It's a fundraiser for a good cause.
Well, and our tax dollars are going to support them, right?
All of our tax dollars are.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I'd vote yes on that.
Probably should be.
I would too.
But then that's going to open the door to some other fund. They're going to say, well, we're a fundraiser too.
Well,
we're not the fire department.
Not a tax,
you're not a public organization.
They're not supported by the taxpayers of Sylvania. Okay. I think that would
that's
be
a guideline.
Important guideline.
And I think it's important to have a policy that we can refer to so it's not...
Right.
So we can point to it. And
you know, and then from that standpoint, I mean, who else draws a tax from here? I think that the Olander people probably do, right? We have a thing. Now, the schools do, too. That's a whole other kettle of fish.
The only problem with that is that the township draws a tax from here, too. Yeah. So if we do that, then we're putting...
And they're playing.
And then what about all the Centennial Terrace events? I mean, there's a lot of good stuff, but then it makes our... It crowds it up a little bit. But maybe that's good.
Well, that's why we're going to let these guys decide.
Yeah, let's play around with it, and I'll circulate something.
And just Sylvania Historical Village.
Yeah,
and
for sure that.
SCAT.
Absolutely.
I mean, but what about SCAT?
Well, they're
funded.
Right? They're funded.
Yeah. I mean, if that's
and
the rule.
Sylvania Area Family Services.
Yep.
So if you make it a funding rule, it's easy.
Yeah.
Right? Because it's clear who's funded.
Right.
Because not DSA.
Yeah, community services.
Oh, that's right. DSA.
And you shouldn't punish them for not being funded because it's actually a good thing that they're not funded.
Right.
Yeah. Well, they are a community organization.
So the question would be, how do you apply or appeal or something like that? So what's the process if somebody is not funded but should be included, and how do you let them make their case versus someone else make their case? So if the DSA wants to make their case, you might say, okay, this is a community organization, that makes sense, versus, you know, oh, we've already decided there's no chance to make the case, this is how it is. I mean, there should be a way to ask to be part of it.
Mm. Let the mayor make the call.
Well, you know, Katie, you're closer to that than...
Or added to the list.
In some of those organizations, right?
People tend to put words in my mouth, too. We had a zoning complaint came in about some chickens in a yard, and the zoning administrator visited, and she said, the mayor said it was all right. I didn't know anything about it. People put words in my mouth.
Really?
Yeah.
So you will work on that?
Yeah, I'll work on that.
Bring back any ones that are questionable. You'll give us an opportunity one more time to take a look at it and see if there's any omissions. I think it would be helpful if you could come up, you know, and you, it sounds like we've already got a lot of this in place with a couple of guidelines that would be, that would govern the whole thing. Does that sound right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You start with 170 messages or so, 130 messages are already on the sign, too.
Man, it's pretty neat. So that then kind of is the easy part. I think the more difficult part is whether we want to go the extra step toward having a print calendar. You know, Jason, you've made the original point that maybe that the reason some of these places have stopped doing it is because it's out of date and obsolete. Any further thoughts about that?
No, I'm not opposed to it. I mean, I think the piece there that I was interested in is just making sure we consider that too, right? If we do something online and we mirror what's on the calendar, I don't think that that's a bad move.
Okay.
I just didn't think that we should ignore the electronic piece of it and have a single strategy.
Well, the online thing, the nice thing about that is you can update that, you know.
Yeah.
That's, so the online one will end up being better because a lot, I mean, if we're going to start getting this calendar together now, I'm pretty sure that the Arts Commission can't tell us all of their events next year in the next 2 months.
Okay, so here's the thing that I want to, if we decide to do a print calendar, I just want to make sure we do is on every page of the print calendar, we also have the line to access it through the electronic calendar.
Right.
You know, for updates, go to such
right.
and such a,
right.
Go to the website. And the one that takes you right to that page, right, not through the front door, and not through the landing page, but right to the calendar.
Well, it is on
the electronic.
It's on the front page.
Yeah, it should be.
Well, coming up.
The electronic certainly is more versatile, but that doesn't mean that we can't still do it. Right.
Yeah.
But you're right. You won't. You either have to get your stuff.
And right now we have a new.
Figured out ahead of time.
Well, we have a new chamber director,
that.
So
yeah.
She's not going to like. She needs some time to get settled and figure out what
well,
her events are. She's
right.
not going to be able
they,
to rattle off
I
her
think
events.
That's up to the organization if they want to be on the calendar to do that. And, you know, it's not an easy task to prepare a year in advance, but.
We have to give them some lead time.
Well, sure, we have to let them know that, but
well,
but then they need, that's going to be their job to if, to get on the calendar. They're going to have to be.
It's probably not a full year. Right, because I mean your deadline to print is going to be probably October or I'm sorry November somewhere in there.
So do you do a calendar year or do you do a?
I think we do a calendar year. I hate those calendars that are like a random year. It's got to be
we're
January.
On,
right?
We're on calendar.
I agree. I like those.
I would do our year.
Yeah. And I know the Arts Commission had they had a conflict this year with what they scheduled for Maple and Main because of other shows going on. Right, so they're going to want to, and the same thing with the bike race. I mean, you want to see what the big players are doing before you pick your date, right, because they're always going to trump you. But if they choose to not, you know, maybe they don't put it on there their first year while they figure that out, and they rely on the electronic one, I mean, it's really up to them. I think all we can do is offer, we can offer a way to do it, and if they can take advantage of it, great. If not, it'll be online, right, because if it's like today, it's not printed anywhere. If there is no calendar, it's no worse than it is today.
Right.
But then the worst possible scenario is we send out this really beautiful, printed, photographic, lovely calendar.
It just says council meetings.
Then there's not really any events on it because nobody
oh,
can
it,
get
it won't have that.
Well, it's, and it's also got to have the trash information, right? Because we're
right.
going to stop
right.
publishing the Country Journal that has the pickup information.
And it'll have contact information. It'll be an information packet as well as a calendar.
Right. So two things that I'd like to see us do if we move forward with this. First of all, I would love to make this as revenue neutral as we possibly can, okay? And that would include maybe upping our ask with the trash haulers, right?
Mm-hmm.
And go back and have a different conversation with them. And then also find another potential big sponsor or two to get it self-liquidated.
Right,
and, so. And we're pretty close to that, but I'll you know give an update on that. The one that Doug just picked up, that's the one that the printer has done. They gave us as an example of their work.
Mm-hmm. So the second piece that I want to think about is what other content we want to have on the calendar. I mean, it's one thing to have a nice picture at the top of every calendar page, but that doesn't really give us an opportunity to talk about the city, right? I think one of them that I saw here has some city phone numbers on it. That's probably helpful. Probably helpful somewhere to have some city council contact information, so, you know, it's easier to find us.
That was what I did on the last memo.
Okay.
I gave kind of a breakdown based on, it's a little shorter than what was on, Worthington's was pretty, covered all the bases, but this was an idea on the first, from the memo from the last meeting. I listed the things that, and again, that's just an example, but we can, that's the content.
Okay, I think we have to be careful not to clutter it up. We don't want to make this a civics lesson, right?
No.
But I think we want to have helpful information that will get people to know how to access the services they're paying for.
Right.
I would anticipate that if the committee decides to recommend to council that we proceed with this, then the next step would be for Bill and... Bill, are you going to be the point person on this?
Yeah.
To come back to us with a, you know, kind of like we did with the website, you have a pretty comprehensive thought about, we've got 12 pages of content, you know, this is what we want to put on each one. Where do we put the telephone numbers? Where do we put the kind of the trash information and so on? And then I think there is a question about the art on here, the photography on here. I mean, some of these have some dynamite-looking photography. I don't know if there's some community sources where we could find something like that. I think they, in many cases, for the website, where do we get the photos for that?
The website, we have some.
Some of them are Chuck's.
I know the Arts Commission has some. Creative Oxygen has some.
So we need to source some of that, and you know, at least in the first year, do it that way as opposed to doing like a photo contest or something. Right?
Are we going to pay people for their photographs?
I wouldn't say so. We give them a photo credit, right?
Yeah, one of the communities that they did Westerville, they solicit community-based photographs from both professionals and amateurs to use in the calendar.
Okay. Photography contest. Kimacog's done that in the past.
Yeah, I think an actual contest opens a... It's another set task that maybe we don't want to take on.
Right, now, I agree.
But I would say let's maybe broaden it out in the first year to, you know, cast as a net as wide as you think you can. And
so if we were going to start talking to people now, what's their deadline? Like,
well, I think that would be the other thing that Bill needs to put together, is what's the deadline. I mean, this is a lot of work for you to do during
this. This is a huge amount of work, though.
I think I said that the calendar, maybe it was in my notes. I had that we'd need to, I think it might have been November.
You got to give the printing people a month to print it and put it together.
And then maybe the pictures that we don't use, we can use them on our website, you know, the stuff that goes across. And
sure.
So that everything would get used in the end.
Sure.
And then you have to, I guess, figure out how you want them, like what kind of file you want. A deadline, file, size, I mean, all that.
Did you decide that you were or weren't going to try to get some professional help with this? That makes it much more expensive, doesn't it?
Right. This is us doing it. And we think we can do it.
Some help from the printer, right?
Right. No, the printer, that's what they did that with, so they kind of take the lead, and we work with them and give them the pictures and give them the information, and they set it all up.
So they'll give you a copy limits on each page and that kind of thing? Okay.
Siren testing at noon.
This Texas thing is
that's
very
good.
That's
really together because
they got a great
Texas. That's about.
Yeah.
Somebody did a lot of work.
That's got to be
right on
like
the
a
front.
Suburb or something.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it looks like it's...
Well, maybe, but this is slick, and it's got some really interesting information about it. I mean,
we want ours to be slick. We want ours to be, like,
this
really...
This will make you feel good about the place.
I know, but we don't want it to look like low-budget calendar, we want it to look really good if we're going to do it.
And it's also their annual report.
We need it to look amazing.
Right, I like that idea.
It's either it's got to be amazing or we're not doing it.
But you know, it's hard to do an annual report.
Not about it. We don't want to look bad.
No.
We want to look like.
Well, that's why I like what they produced.
The report on, yeah, you know, there's nothing wrong with putting a report to the community in there that's not an annual report, right? It doesn't have to be done at the end of the year, but sort of talks about the major things that we've done.
Or it could be that things that have been done in the last year.
Not too much writing. Nobody said it out.
All right, so other comments? Jason?
We need our pictures on the end of it.
That's,
yeah, I mean, the thing that's in.
Pump up the use.
No, if you look at this Perlin thing, there's a lot of good stuff in here. Phone numbers, you can identify people, and, I mean, not that, it's not a bad idea to let your community know who you are. I mean, because I know, you know, it was very, it was interesting campaigning to realize how little people know. Right. But when they do know you, they stop you and they tell you stuff. They'll make our job harder, but it'll make our job better.
There was a lady who was walking her dog the other day who came across the street to make talk to me about the Victoria subdivision.
Right.
She had an opinion. She lived over there.
She spotted you.
She knew who I was, that's for sure. Never seen her before in my life.
When I looked at the one that Katie's got, it felt more like a community calendar where they were trying to sell or trying to promote the community. When I look at this one, it feels very government.
Is that the one from
Worthington? That's a good way to put it, because
it feels very government.
If we do a really nice job, this is an economic development piece too.
Right.
Yeah, that's right.
Look how like slick our calendar is, and if you, I mean.
Yeah, but this talks about, that's why their annual reports kind of, I mean, their annual reports in there, you're right, it's two things in one print. But I liked that, you know, you wouldn't, maybe you wouldn't put it in a calendar because it's too much to print and nobody would see it when it hangs on a refrigerator. But if it's a PDF and you have a couple extra pages and it doesn't matter, and you put a little bit of information about the area in there, right? Mm-hmm. That's helpful. But I liked the fact that it felt like they were highlighting their organizations more than their departments. Yeah. Right.
So there was a Little League team beat Mexico in the Little League World Series.
That's pretty cool.
And they promoted, you know, that team and, you know, that whole.
That's neat.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Because I feel like if you look at one of them, it was the baseball team.
Yeah.
Right. Mm. I mean, what would you rather have hanging on your refrigerator? I like your point about people knowing who you are.
You can put their
kid or dog.
But I think that we have some, and we've done this with the website, that we have some very attractive scenes of Sylvania in the different aspects of the town there, you know, and I think that's the feel that maybe we could carry through to the calendar. Right?
But let's not make it just 100% government.
No.
Right, let's make it more.
Yeah, I think it's a combination of info and promotion.
Right.
That's what we're talking about.
And, you know, we probably didn't bring the SOMO thing with you. Did you?
No.
The ground floor. Bill and his folks have put together a bit of a cell piece for SOMO.
Ooh.
And it has, maybe I brought it. Maybe I did bring it. It's very cool. He just got it done, literally hot off the press. I think, Kyle is interested in doing a story about it. And so what this does is to create a sense of the community in all of its different aspects. I think it really does kind of talk about the learning kind of businesses that we have here. It's a college town, and we have a cool downtown and all that kind of thing. So that is a reflection, I think, of sort of what we try to do with the website. And if we could kind of extend that to the calendar, though, information, you know, support of our community's diversity of values and what we have to offer, but not overtly sales.
Right. So here's a question: a potential sponsor, like how much, like if somebody puts in thousands of dollars to be a sponsor, what do they get? I mean...
I think they get their name on every page in the calendar so that people in Savannah see their name every day.
So they get their name on every page?
And I don't want to, not an ad, but I think that a sophisticated sponsor will understand that just having your brand on there for 6,000 eyeballs, or no, 19,000 eyeballs. And our intention, I believe, if we were going to recommend this, is that this gets sent to every household, right?
And then have it as a handout, too.
For new neighbors, make it available to realtors and make it available to chamber, right? So you're going to print more than the number of households that we get. I said, Bill, are we sure we can do this? This is a really tall order.
This is kind of a lot of, this is a lot of work.
We had met, because we weren't sure about the calendar, remember, what type of, when would we start it and whatever. So we had met with the printer, Laura and I sat down with them, and we kind of got those ideas, and then we could put it back to kind of slow it down and start with the calendar here with January. So, I mean, we had a good meeting with this guy, and I think we want to go, we needed the direction.
And I think the intent then to limit the amount of work was to go to the webpage, the website, and take pieces off of that.
Right.
The city council piece, the administration piece, the police piece, just take that information and put it into print form on the calendar.
So yeah, don't reinvent the wheel.
Use the same info.
And it's got to look nice, and I agree with what Katie said, you know, it'll work against you if you don't put out that it doesn't look professionally done, and I think they do nice things, and we just have to make sure we have the quality of things that
So who is it that's helping you?
I'm sorry?
Who is it that's helping you?
It's the...
Mirror.
Mirror Graphics. They're in Sylvania, and they've done some other work for us.
And they seem to do good work.
Yeah.
This is...
Okay, so are we, do we need to recommend this to council, mayor, or do we simply need to direct Bill to do it as a committee? What is your thought?
Well, I think you should report to the city council Monday night that you had this meeting and say that you've directed the administration to proceed with developing a possible calendar for you to review within the next 30 days or something like that.
Okay.
That you've authorized it to move ahead, but not to be published yet.
Yeah, right. No, and we'd have to come back and get funding approval for that, right?
Yeah, and I think the funding is pretty close. That's how we've designed it. If we went outside and hired somebody to do it, that would have to be a new budget item, but we're trying to make it budget neutral, taking the money we would have spent on the country journals.
Okay, so I'll make a motion that the committee approves the notion that we would send this back to the administration to put together content, concept, budget, timeline, and report back within 30 days of next Monday a formal work plan.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Bill, you got some serious marching orders there.
Okay.
Okay, thank now you. I'm not going to be here Monday night, so we need to have somebody else give this report. And the volunteers. You're not on the committee.
I'm not on the committee.
I didn't take very good notes.
I'll send you the notes. Jason,
can report
you do it.
If you have notes for
me. I'll send you the note and the recommendation.
Okay.
As you see, I've been taking copious notes. So. Which means I'll listen to the tape. Okay, anything else today?
Did you want to talk more about this piece?
Given the fact that the Blade is interested in this, we also thought that if it gets printed on Monday, which is what he told you his plan was, that we would also send out a little news release to the TV people and tell them that we're doing it and see if we can get a little bit of media coverage of some of them. Okay. What else do we have to report about this?
You know, this the concept is just to generate and to step up a little bit of our awareness of it out, of this being available. We get this in the hands of developers, real estate agents, groups, you know, law offices, accountants, professional offices, they might be thinking about putting an office here. We have some really good leads on a couple companies right now, and getting more of another splash might move them along a little quicker too, so.
Bill and I and the mayor met with a couple of retired or senior status development types, people whose names are actually on signs around the community, and got some input from them about, you know, were we on track with some of them. I think they affirmed that. How best to proceed, and they cautioned us to be patient. You know, this is a project that not everybody's going to go for. It needs to be something where somebody wants to make a statement about their company in terms of investing here. So there's not a lot of those floating around, so be patient. But they did also do exactly what Bill is proposing to do, is to go out and talk to people who are in the development community, not necessarily developers, but, you know, the title company people, the lawyers, the bankers, and make them a little bit more aware of it. So this is Bill's first step to doing that. And I think the idea would be to make some one-on-one calls and maybe have some small group meetings with some of those folks through the summer.
How far are we reaching?
Well, I think as a starting point, Lucas County, right? But, you know, you talk to a Larry Boyer or a John Muirhart or some of these guys, I mean, their reach is beyond that.
I've talked to, you know, key people, I've done things in other communities. It's just too small for somebody from another community to come in and to do something. A guy I did meet with that was very helpful is Gary Geiger's brother. And he's real involved in Columbus, and he's part of the whole Polaris, and really had some neat insight on some things. So I've talked to a lot of people, but again, this is, everybody says it's got to be a local-driven entity. And I think, you know, we'll consider, will somebody come in and say, I want to develop the whole site? That what we started to do, and we're seeing some benefits from it, that, and the mayor should get a lot of credit for it, was this idea of, you know, you separate it and have people take their own section of SOMO and develop it. And that seems to have gotten some legs with some folks to, that they could visualize it then of how it would work. And that's that whole thing with the, but then when you design it, it has to, you know, all work together.
And I would say, though, and I've been on the outside kind of looking in, but I think that you've done, over the course of this last year, have gotten to doing a better job of sort of articulating for a potential investor exactly what they get from the city, you know, what we're willing to put into it from an infrastructure standpoint, and some of the tax credit stuff.
Yeah, we've learned from some things, and that definitely helps. And then Mayor got us that that grant, that $500,000, and we're going to turn that right around and help with the people that come in and develop and want to locate there. It's a great incentive.
A time limit on the grant, or is it, can we?
We've already heard from the state of Ohio to send whatever we need to begin the process of getting the money from them.
But it won't expire on us or anything, right?
No, they actually forward the money to us.
Okay. So anyway, I give the mayor and Leslie and Kevin and Bill a lot of credit. This has come a long way, I think, and I'm very optimistic at this point. So,
do you have a four-page PDF of this?
You have people to do.
Yeah, we will. The next thing, it'll be on our website, but I'm waiting until next week to do that.
Yeah, I'd love to have one of those in my inbox that I could
forward to your influential friends. You guys need to see this. Have you seen this? Okay, anything else today? You have places to go?
Well, I do.
You have transportation waiting for you?
My Uber's outside.
Good enough? That's great. That's
husband. Husband or
isn't,
Uber?
I believe Uber is a German word for husband.
Is that right? I think you might be right. Maybe
that's right. Really? Are you joking?
No, I made that up.
You made that up.
Okay. Beers and tank, right?
What is it?
Beers in the tank, and that's a word we made up.
I like it. I like it. It's good. It's 5:50, and we're adjourned.